friends, and welcome to Let's Talk in English. My name is Anna, and you are just in time for a great lesson today. Our topic today is small talk. The title of our lesson is Answer the Phone. Answer the phone. Peter, who answered the phone yesterday?
Well, Alex answered the phone for Abby yesterday. Hi, friends. My name is Peter, and we are very glad you joined us here today.
That's right. Abby was gone yesterday, but Alex learned how to answer the phone. Well, we'll start today by reading our Read It. Here's Peter. You can follow him.
Susie usually has a positive attitude, but she's upset today. A man called the station. He was looking for Susie. Taylor couldn't transfer the call, so she took a message for Susie. The man yelled at Taylor, but Taylor stayed calm. He complained about Susie's pumpkin festival report. Should Susie call him back?
Wow, today's lesson sounds like it has a lot of problems. Well, yesterday, remember, Alex learned how to answer the phone, and he helped Abby answer the phones in the office.
That's right, because Abby was not there, so Alex did. And he did such a good job, he spoke slowly and clearly. I don't think we need Abby anymore.
Hey, Abby still has a lot of work at the office, right? And Alex has his own work, too. So I think Abby is still important in the office.
Yes, well, today, Susie and Taylor are also having conversations on the phone. So we'll learn more about that today. But first, here's Christina with our keywords.
今天在电视台有人打电话来大骂 Susie。其实一直以来 Susie 的态度都是很正面积极的。She has a positive attitude. Positive 就是正面积极的。而 attitude 就是态度，可是今天这通电话让 Susie 的心里很不舒服。原来有位先生打电话到电视台来 ，A man called the station today。电视台就是 station。其实 station 这个字的用途很广，像是加油站、火车站、警察局等都可以用 station。结果接到电话的是 Taylor， 这位先生对 Taylor 很不客气的大声讲话。动词喊叫就是 yell。The man yelled at Taylor. 还好 Taylor 很冷静，还替他记下留言。形容词 calm 就是冷静、平静的。Taylor stayed calm. 看样子这位先生常常打电话来批评 Susie 的节目。如果你是 Susie 的话，收到这样的留言，你会回电话吗？ Would you call him back? 片语动词 call back 就是回复某人电话。常用的表达方式是 call someone back， 要把回电的对象放在 call 和 back 的中间。
Hi Susie.
Hi Taylor. How are you?
I'm good. Someone called for you. Here's his message.
Oh, thanks. Did you try to transfer the call?
Yes, but you weren't at your desk, so...I took a message.
Thanks, Taylor. Oh, no! It was Mr. Pitts! Did he yell at you?
Yes. He said some rude things about your pumpkin festival report.
Oh, no! No one is happy in conversation A. Peter, what happened in this conversation?
Well, we see Taylor and Susie in this conversation, and they are talking to each other. Taylor is good, but she has a message for Susie.
You're right. Taylor answered the phone. Someone needed to talk to Susie, but she wasn't there. So Taylor has a message for her.
The message is from the person who called. This is called taking a message.Have you ever taken a message for someone? How about you, Anna?
Sure, I have. I always have to write it down. otherwise I forget. Well, sometimes at work, you might have to take a message for someone else.
That's right. And that's a phrase we're going to talk more about with Christina. Here she is.
Taylor 接到那位先生的抱怨电话后，记下了他的留言。She took a message. 名词 message 指的就是讯息、留言。动词要用 take, 所以 take a message 就是记下留言的意思。当我们打电话的时候，如果要找的人不在，该怎么说呢？首先，接电话的人可以说 She is not here. 她不在。She is not home. 她不在家。或是这个人今天没有来上班，可以说 She is not in today. 想要问对方要不要留言的话，就说 Can I take a message? Can I take your message? Do you want me to take a message? 这些问法都可以。又或者你可以问 Do you want to leave a message? 你想要留言吗？ Leave 就是留下的意思，所以可以问Do you want to leave a message?
Thank you, Christina. So, friends, have you had to do this before? Have you taken a message for someone?
When you do, you have to make sure to give the message to the person it's for. Don't forget that.
That's right. That's why I always write it down. If you forget to...give someone a message, that could be really bad. But Taylor didn't forget to give Susie her message. Who was it from?
The message was from someone named Mr. Pitts. He doesn't sound very nice. He said some rude things about Susie's report on the pumpkin festival.
Well, that wasn't very nice. Why would he do that? That won't make Susie feel very good at all.
You're right. I wonder what he said about the report. Maybe we'll find out in Conversation B.
Then I think that means we should move on right now. Friends, we'll see you in just a few minutes. Let's watch together. You usually have such a positive attitude. Why do you look upset, Susie?
Mr. Pitts called the station today. He complained about my pumpkin festival report.
Oh, no. Did he yell at you?
No. He called Taylor's number. Taylor took a message. She stayed calm.
That's not easy.
No, it's not.Mr. Pitts often calls and complains about my show.
Really? That's not very polite.
You're right. He's very impolite.
Now Abby and Susie are in Conversation B, and I don't think Susie is very happy. How do we know this, Anna?
Because...Abby tells Susie that she usually has such a positive attitude. Positive means you're happy. You find good things about everything.
You're right. Well, so Susie isn't too happy today.
You can say that she's upset. If something bad happened to you, you might be upset too. Is there something you have been upset about lately?
But why is Susie upset? She doesn't have a positive attitude. Remember, Mr. Pitts called the station today, and he was rude. He wasn't very nice.
In Conversation A, Taylor told Susie that the man said some rude things about her report. This conversation says that he complained about the report.
That's true.Well, when you complain about something, you say everything you don't like about it. This is too big, this is boring, I don't like that, that's complaining.
Peter's good at complaining. Well, if the weather is bad, do you complain about it? Do you say, I hate this weather, this weather is so bad? That's complaining.
That's right. Well, it's not nice to complain about things all the time. That's not very positive or happy. We should try to be more positive.
That's right, Peter. And actually, you're such a positive person. I was just joking about complaining. And you know what? Christina is such a good teacher. Let's go to her right now.
Abby 对 Susie 的看法是 You usually have such a positive attitude. 她称赞 Susie 的态度通常是很积极正面的。句中的 such 表示如此的。所以 such a positive attitude 表示如此正面积极的态度。这个 such 其实有强调、惊叹、加强语气的功能。比如你看了一部电影觉得很好看，就可以说 It's such a great movie.想赞叹一个小孩真的很聪明，可以说 He is such a smart boy， 或者 She is such a kind lady， 就是称赞他很亲切好心。
Thanks for your help, Christina. Well, friends, do you know what such a good thing is? Taking breaks. Let's take one right now. Don't go away.
Welcome back, friends. Did anyone have a phone call during the break? Maybe you took a message for someone. That's a helpful thing to do.
Oh, or you practiced your English and said things like, Hello, this is Peter from Let's Talk in English.
And may I take a message?
Or may I go to conversation C?
Yeah, that's a good thing to practice, Peter. In fact, let's go there right now.Here it is.
Did you talk to Susie today, Rob?
Yes. She was very upset. Mr. Pitts called again. He complained a lot.
He is so rude. Susie shouldn't call him back.
But Susie has better manners than Mr. Pitts. She is much nicer, too.
That's true. Susie is the nicest person I know.
Wait. What about me?
Poor Susie. She really had a hard day.It's never fun to hear that someone says bad things about you.
Yeah, that's true. That's why Susie was so upset. She was sad, and Mr. Pitts even called another time. He wanted to complain some more.
Wow, that is true. So he called the station a couple of times. That's hard for Susie.
So what should Susie do?Someone gave her the message from Mr. Pitts. Should she call him back?
That's a good question. And it's also a keyword phrase today. If you call someone back, you call a person after they called you.
Right. Or sometimes someone is busy and they might ask you to call them back later.
That's a good example, Peter. But...Susie has much better manners than Mr. Pitts. She won't be rude to him, so she'll call him back.
You're right. Alex even says Susie is the nicest person he knows. Hey, Anna, who is the nicest person you know?
Oh, that's an easy question, Peter. My brother. He's always saying nice things and buying people meals and gifts.He really is nice.
Anna, what about me?
What about me? What about me? Peter, did you know that's today's
calendar phrase?
What about me?
What about me?
No one, huh?
I'm going out tonight.
What about me?
I'm going to get a hamburger.
What about me?
Then I'm going to the movies.
What about me?
Then I'm going to get ice cream.
What about me?
You're coming too.
Yay!
Because you're paying.
Hey!
What about me?
What about me?
No one, huh?
Well, friends, it's time to review our keywords. Are you ready to practice? You can say them with us right now.
Here's our first keyword today. Positive. Positive. Anna has a positive attitude.
Station. Station. Can I visit the TV station?
Yell. Yell. Speak to me nicely. Don't yell.
Calm. Calm. Nancy is not angry. She is calm.
Call back. Call back. Can you call me back later? All right, friends, those are our keywords for today. And now it's time to look back at today's conversations one more time.
Hi, Susie.
Hi, Taylor. How are you?
I'm good. Someone called for you. Here's his message.
Oh, thanks. Did you try to transfer the call?
Yes, but you weren't at your desk, so I took a message.
Thanks, Taylor. Oh, no! It was Mr. Pitts! Did he yell at you?
Yes. He said some rude things about your pumpkin festival report.
You usually have such a positive attitude. Why do you look upset, Susie?
Mr. Pitts called the station today. He complained about my pumpkin festival report.
Oh, no. Did he yell at you?
No. He called Taylor's number. Taylor took a message. She stayed calm.
That's not easy.
No, it's not. Mr. Pitts often calls and complains about my show.
Really? That's not very polite.
You're right. He's very impolite.
Did you talk to Susie today, Rob?
Yes. She was very upset. Mr. Pitts called again. He complained a lot.
He is so rude. Susie shouldn't call him back.
But Susie has better manners than Mr. Pitts. She is much nicer too.
That's true. Susie is the nicest person I know.
Wait. What about me?
Hi, Ginger. I've got this message for you.
Ooh, I got a message?
Yeah. Somebody called and I took a message.
Whoa! So who called me?
Someone named Harry.
Harry? Oh, no! He always calls and complains!
Ginger, just try to keep a positive attitude, okay?
Stay calm.
Stay calm, okay? Ginger, here's his number. Call him back, okay?
No, I never call Harry back. He complains too much.
Well, but Ginger, it's polite to call him back.
What did Harry complain about this time?
Well, he complained because you never call him back.
Oops. Yeah, he's right.
Yeah.
I still love you. It's such a happy thing. It's such a happy thing.
This is such a nice restaurant. I can't wait to taste the food.
It's delicious, Hillary. I'm glad we can have some time alone, just the two of us. It's really nice just to be together. And...
is that your phone, Brett?
Yeah.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah, okay. I know, Mom. Mom, can I call you back? I'm on a date right now. Trust me, I'll call you back soon. Okay. I love you too. Okay, bye.
Is your mom okay?
Yeah, I guess. She often calls and complains about things. And this time she...
Who said that? Who said that?
Who said what?
She often calls and complains about things. That was a super sentence.
It was?
Yes. It is a super sentence. Someone often calls and says something about something. A super sentence.
I said a super sentence.
It was you. Give me 5. All right, since you're so good at saying super sentences, can you give me another one?
Sure. My friend often calls and talks about cars.
My friend often calls and talks about cars. What about you? Can you give me a super sentence?
Grandma often calls and shares about her experiences.
Grandma often calls and shares about her experiences, darling. Super! Remember a super sentence every day. We'll make your English great.
So, what did your mom say?
Oh, she often calls and complains about things. She says, I don't spend enough time with her.
Well, then let's go and have dinner with her.
Okay, but I really wanted to have some time together. Just...
not now, silly.
Oh.
Let's eat dinner with your mom another time.
Oh, another time. Oh, yeah. Why didn't I think of that?
Friends, thank you so much for joining us today. We had a great lesson, and I think we learned a lot, right, Peter?
Yeah, we did. Well, it's not fun to get criticism or complaints, right? So I think we need to learn how to deal with rude people.
That's right. It's always good to stay calm and be polite. Don't yell. Just be positive and work with the person.
That's right. Well, friends, tomorrow we'll have another positive show for you. So make sure and come back and see us then, right here on...
Let's Talk in English!
Goodbye!